This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia has replaced the commander of its Crimea-based Black Sea Fleet, a state news agency reported on Wednesday, after a series of explosions rocked the peninsula it annexed in 2014 and has previously seen as secure as a base in Ukraine. Moscow blames saboteurs for blasts that engulfed an ammunition depot in northern Crimea on Tuesday. Ukraine has not officially taken responsibility, but has hinted at it. The apparent Ukrainian capability to strike deeper into Russian-occupied territory, either with some form of weapon or with sabotage, indicates a shift in the conflict. On Wednesday, Russia's RIA news agency cited sources saying the commander of its Black Sea Fleet had been replaced with a new chief. Former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence said he would give an invitation to appear before a House committee due consideration, the AP's Ed Donahue explains.
Then-President Donald Trump was not happy with Pence for not stopping the counting of electoral votes on January 6th of last year. A fake gallows was constructed that day on the National Mall, and people chanted, "Hang Mike Pence."
I must tell you that the American people have a right to know what happened that day.
In New Hampshire, Pence says if there was an invitation to appear before the House committee investigating the riot, he would consider it.
Any invitation to be directed to me, I would have to reflect on the unique role that I was serving in as vice president. It'd be unprecedented in history for a vice president to be summoned.
Committee members so far have not decided to seek Pence's testimony, saying others connected to him have provided